Carl from Webcourses Bangkok. Today I've got something interesting to talk about for those people who already own websites and have maybe a content management system. Now, if you do, you may be using something like Joomla or WordPress or maybe even something bespoke. Now, depending on what of your system is, I want you to take a little moment and have a look at the system that you have. And the reason I'm saying this is after an interesting conversation I had with the architect of areadigital.org, Frederick, is we basically were talking about how his new system, his new content management system, offers a range of functionality that he believes, and I do agree with him, that most people want from their website. Now, what I'm trying to say is if you look at your existing system, you'll get a lot more out of it than you know, searching around for custom systems or you know, bespoke custom programming and things like that. It'll cost you a lot of money, when essentially what you could do is look at what you already have and use that well. Now, that's what I'm doing with my website. I use a system called Joomla. Now, Joomla is notorious for all its plugins, and it's got whistles and bells coming out of it like there's no tomorrow. Now, what I did with my site is I kept it to an absolute minimum. For example, say that somebody wanted a blog with Joomla. What they would do is probably go to Joomla, they'd look for a blog plugin, install it, and start blogging away. Now, they could have actually just stopped themselves at the very, very start by just going and saying, right, I need a blog. A blog is date-specific, you know, little snippets of articles that I want people to read. There's an intro text and then there's a main text. That's it. Okay, that's the actual functionality of what a blog item is. So all you need to do with Joomla is create an article. An article is essentially the same thing. You don't need a blogging engine. Also, with the registration system, you can also add fields, and then it's turning into maybe a registration system for web designers or whatever, or even a gallery. So If you are a website owner and you are using a content management system right now, look at it carefully, and all this new functionality you may be dreaming of might already be there. So have a close look at it, or even ask your web designer or developer or architect, whatever, to take you through it and say, look, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to interact with my users. Can our system already do it? Okay, well, I hope this helps, and if you've got any questions, you can reach me at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com. Take it easy. Bye.